Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Indeed, it's time for Grab Bag. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Keep your ears open. I think we're going to hear a few Arcan grab bags. Is that one of those we heard going to break?
Sure was.
Wow.
Well, Worked for 3 days on these things.
Arcan just full of material today. He announced, and perhaps we buried the lead, the Dong Report will be back on Thursdays with Arcan at night, 6 to 10, here on WEEI. And also making his own grab bags. So very, very great showing by Arcan here today.
Thank you.
Let's start in the grab bag, though, with the Stanley Cup Final tonight, Game 2, Edmonton and Florida. Are you rooting for Brad Marchand in the series, by the
no,
way?
No, I'm not rooting for the Florida Panthers. I hate the Florida Panthers, and I hate that they took Marchand away, and I hate that they ruined the Bruins. So, no, I'm not rooting for them.
I'm partially rooting for Florida because, I mean, number one, Marchand, despite what he did to Keefe, deep down, I still can't quite quit him. And second, aren't you rooting against the whole country of Canada bringing home a cup? Like, aren't you kind of rooting against that?
Sort of, but I also don't really care about that. Like, I don't hate Canada. I hate Florida. I hate the Panthers. I hate them more than I hate Canada.
At least Edmonton, though. You're like, I feel like Edmonton is the one you could accept the most.
If
it was Montreal, I'd say.
Yeah, well, for sure. Okay, I get that.
You don't want any of those.
I guess that's true. I mean, Winnipeg wouldn't bother
Calgary
me, but I guess
one, yeah. I'm not going to care, yeah.
So that's fair. More so than Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver, fine. But I am looking forward to calling Tony Marinaro's show and letting him know that Canada still can't win a cup. Like, I am still looking forward to that, so I'd like that in my back pocket. What do you think happens tonight? They need to win this game in Edmonton?
I think they take this one, yeah. The way that the first game went sort of reminded me of the beginning of that Edmonton-Dallas series when Dallas had that great comeback and then lost the rest of the series. So I still think Florida's going to win, but I'm rooting against them.
I'll tell you, atmosphere in Edmonton, electric for game one. Mm. Get ready for game three of the NBA Finals. People thought it was loud in OKC last night. Get ready for that Indiana crowd.
Wild in Indy.
When they actually get an NBA Finals game. But Edmonton will be a good scene there tonight for game two.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey,
grab bag
every day.
Excellent, Arcan, strong showing. Red Sox and Yankees, big three games set in the Bronx. Game one tonight. Walker Buehler and Will Warren. You got Crochet and Yarbrough tomorrow. Dobbins and Rodon on Sunday night baseball. On Sunday night, obviously, I don't know. How are we feeling about this series, Arcan? You think it's the death rattle of the Red Sox?
I think it certainly will be. I mean, they could maybe take a game here or there. This season hasn't made a lot of sense. You know, like, well, the things that you don't expect to have, you expect them to go in there and beat the White Sox and, you know, these bad teams, and they've mostly done that. But then they go out and they beat Tarek Skubal or have a great showing against, you know, Chris Sale or something like that. So, I don't know. Maybe they raise their game a little bit. Maybe that win propels them to something here, but I'm not I'm not betting the mortgage on a win in this series, no.
No, I think the door's open for the Red Sox to be shaken awake. Cora's prickly, as I said earlier today. Maybe they changed their approach that final game against the Angels, 12 hits against 6 strikeouts, but you need to see more of that. Just when they were getting momentum, Arcan, they got ruined with a day off yesterday.
I know.
So unfair to the Red Sox, but it's pretty much Garrett Crochet. You feel like those games are a toss-up. They should win like 90% of those games. They win about half of them. And other than that, do I feel good about Walker Buehler tonight? Hell no. Not against that Yankees team on the road.
Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you want to do.
Rap bag.
What you trying to do.
Rap bag.
What you want to do.
Rap bag.
Nice. Red Sox announced Bravo Night at Fenway Park. August 1st against the Astros. You ready for this, Arcan? This is right from the Red Sox website.
I'll tell you, my wife is.
Grab your glam squad and get ready for a night of drama, laughs, and unforgettable entertainment under the lights at Fenway Park. On Friday, August 1st, we're rolling out the red carpet for Bravo Night, featuring special appearances from some of your favorite Bravo celebrities. Now, I've not been given any specific names that I can tell. If there's any rumors out there, I don't know if Cindy's heard anything. But August 1st, I expect to see you with the wives at Fenway Park.
Absolutely. Is Andy Cohen going to be there? Because he's kind of the ringleader of the whole thing, right?
I think that's aiming real high. You think that's I can get Andy Cohen at this thing?
I don't know.
I got Sydney Sweeney a couple years ago.
True. Say it again?
I got Sydney Sweeney a couple years ago.
At Fenway?
Yeah.
She threw out the first pitch, and they haven't won a game since.
Oh, right. No, but they didn't do like a Sydney Sweeney night. That's what I thought. I was like, no, you're thinking of the Caller Daddy night, which Arcand and I believe were both at Fenway.
I'll tell you what, that was my favorite game of the year. The crowd at Fenway that day was something else. That was just as far as the eye could see. Girls in their mid to late 20s with tattoos. That's all it was. It was amazing.
It was quite a scene. You can get the VIP package as well, Arcand, if you're looking to purchase this. What is Cindy like best on Bravo?
Housewives. Housewives and Summer House.
Those are
her two shows. I don't watch either of them. She doesn't let me even be in the room when she's watching them.
You watch Summer House?
No, I don't know what.
I watched the finale of Summer House the other night. It was great.
So that's just a bunch of people in a house? That's the whole show?
Yeah. What do you mean it's just a bunch of people in the house? Like
every reality show.
Yeah, seriously. What do you mean?
What's special about this?
It's just the real world? Just a bunch of people picked to live in a house?
The Real World came out 40 years ago.
So they start being real? Well, I care about that. No, why is that a good show?
They stop being polite and start getting real.
I'm sorry. That's
how that works.
Yeah, sorry.
And then Road Rules, it's like, all right, but now you're in the RV, which is why I liked it. And since then, I feel like they just haven't come up with a new idea.
Summer House.
Go in the house, and some of you have sex, and that's the whole show.
I don't love the Real Housewives. None of those are my favorite shows. Summer House, great.
Southern Charm,
great. Vanderpump, great.
Watching Real Housewives as much as my wife does, I'm worried she's going to become one, or she's going to start thinking that way. You know what I mean? Like I think that's real because she worries that I'm going to be too much like the
Housewives
Trailer Park
of Rhode
Boys.
Island. They're starting Housewives of Rhode Island.
Are they really?
That's the rumor.
They got to start a Housewives in Nantucket is what they need to do.
That is exactly what they should do. What else?
Grab a bag, and another grab bag, and your grab bag.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of words to that one. How are you going to do it?
It's pretty good.
Brilliant. Couldn't have been done any better.
How many of these do you get, by the way? Like, would you say you get in a week? How many submissions for grab bags?
Oh, that's a question for Nick.
We have 353 of them.
Really?
No. That's what's rolled in.
Yeah, we've gotten more that I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
350. That's one for like every day of the year.
Yeah, let me tell you.
It's amazing.
It's a low bar. Like, I mean, but there is a bar, but it's a low bar. There's no doubt about it. Bill Belichick, I'm reading here from TMZ. They have an update on Bill. They had an article on April 9th, or citing an email, rather, from April 9th. Simon & Schuster's senior director of publicity, David Cass, to Bill Belichick, prior to the CBS interview, wrote, "I can assure you the conversation with CBS will be about the book." Cass also reportedly told Belichick the CBS interview would be a puff piece designed to make everyone look good and sell books. Per TMZ, Belichick was furious when the CBS interview strayed beyond book topics. Sources also say that Belichick actually shot down several other interview opportunities that Cass put in front of him over concerns that media outlets would use the book promotion as a way to pry into subjects not related to the actual book. So Bill is throwing the publisher under the bus officially.
This makes me like CBS even more. I love that they say, yeah, sure, but whatever you want. We'll read, we'll talk about your stupid book. And then as soon as he gets there, he's like, hey, so what's up with the
so
what's up with cheerleader over here?
Keith has made this point.
How did Bill refer to Jordan again in the
acknowledgments? Oh, right. His muse, yes, of course.
My muse, my flame. And so she's in the book.
She is my muse, my flame.
And how are you going to get upset?
That's a great South Park episode.
How are you going to get upset with asking about Jordan and things that aren't in the book when she's in the book?
Good point.
Like, how are you going to get upset about that?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you really shouldn't. And I understand what Bill wanted, and that's fine. But when you're dating a 24-year-old and you're 75, there's people who are going to want to know about that.
Florio made this point, too. Strahan asked about Jordan.
Yep.
Is he bullcrap with Jordan? What's his name? Ryan Clark asked about Jordan. She's not, either she's in the book or she's not in the book. Either you can ask about it or not. Bill looked like a clown in that interview. It's his own fault. Don't get mad at the publisher.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, like I told you, they don't all land. Also from TMZ, Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, wants to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks.
Yes.
You're in?
Absolutely. 100%. Sign him. That would be great. Charles Oakley is the assistant coach.
Well, he's not allowed in James Dolan's MSG.
Maybe you make an exception, you know, for a special pairing like this one. But I think it's a great idea. I think Ron Artest would be a great coach.
Who do you think should be the next head coach of the Knicks?
I don't know, someone lame like Budenholzer or something like that.
Okay.
Some
I think they should just go full Nova Knicks and hire Jay Wright. That's
a good
idea. They should do. You already got the whole Villanova squad. Just bring him in.
Now, Jones was reportedly kicking and headbutting as police tried to get him into the police car. Once he was taken to the Hamilton County Jail, deputies had to put him in what's called the restraint chair because he was combative. Now, when a nurse tried to get his vital signs, deputies say Adam Jones spit on her, and because of that, he was charged with a
grab bag.
A new one, I think.
That was great.
That one's, we've used that one before.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Wow. Not enough. French Open, Arcan. You got the women's final tomorrow. Court Chatrier. Sabalenka and Coco Gauff. That's an American, the 1 and 2 seed. Carlos Alcaraz advanced in a walkover to the final on Sunday. Yannick Sinner and Djokovic playing right now. Sinner up 4-2.
What happened to the girl who was like the 400th ranked who made it to the semifinals? Am I thinking of the right thing?
Gauff smoked her. The French girl? Yeah, she smoked her yesterday. That's you got picks there?
No, I just saw that it was crazy odds, and so I thought maybe someone might win.
Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers a free agent? No! Wow, he's actually signed. We're going to have to retire the bit. Aaron Rodgers
well, not quite official. He still needs to pass a physical.
Right.
Reportedly has agreed to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers just in time. What do you know? Magically, just in time for mandatory minicamp. If I didn't know any better, I would say the guy wanted to skip out on the entire offseason program and then show up right when it was time for mandatory minicamp, which I guess is better than what he did last year in New York when he skipped that too.
Right. He was probably on like a safari or something. You know? It's very important I go on the safari, guys, you know, in terms of my life and my growth and all that.
I think this is going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season ever. That's my hot take with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he's never had a losing season. He's missed the playoffs before. Mm-hmm. This will be the first time he misses, or rather is under 500 in his career. But okay, the Aaron Rodgers bit officially done here, although we have a suggestion for a new one from Dice on Twitter. Is Roman Anthony in the major leagues yet?
Very good.
Or is he still in Worcester? Which way should we ask that one? Maybe we should ask, is he still in Worcester?
Yeah.
We can start answering yes. We can do it that way.
Grab bag.
Top NBA performer of the night. Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 38 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Is it Pascal Siakam? 19 points, 10 boards. Tyrese Haliburton? Only 14 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Or Jalen Williams? 17 points in a Thunder loss last night.
The answer is Haliburton because he had the shot, but Gilgeous-Alexander had a way better game. Right? I mean, he had a much better game.
I'm asking you who the performer of the night is.
It's
got to
be Haliburton.
Grab bag.
MLB performer of the night. Is it Isaac Paredes? 2 home runs for the Rays. Is it Taylor Walls? Walk-off RBI, rather. Is it Framber Valdez? 11 strikeouts. Or Red Sox just missed him. Max Fried, 7 scoreless, 7 strikeouts for the Yankees.
In honor of the Dong Report coming back on Thursday, give me the double dong night from Parody. That's an easy one.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
So even though Keefe's not here, we're going to keep the tradition going of whoever the Red Sox are playing. We're going to find a player from them. Yankees, Red Sox tonight. So we have a former Yankee. This is a zero-time All-Star catcher who was once upon a time an Angel, a Ray, a Yankee, a Blue Jay, and a Cub.
Well, I don't think he played for all these teams. Mike Socha? Mike Socha? Well, he made an All-Star team. Did he ever play for the Yankees? I feel like he did get a little cameo there. He was an All-Star.
What were the teams again?
Angels?
We have the Angels, the Rays, the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Cubs.
Give me some years.
Greg Zahn.
Oh,
no.
Give me some years.
1999 to 2014.
Definitely not Mike Socha. 1999 to 2014. So this guy was taking away games from Billy's favorite Yankee, Jorge Posada, at some point in time. Okay, that's good to know. What year was he in New York?
He was with the Yankees from 07 to 09.
And he started with the Angels?
No, he not. He started with the Cubs. You probably wouldn't remember him as a Cub. He played 10 games for the Cubs.
Okay, you probably wouldn't. So where would I remember him from? The
probably
Angels are telling
the
me?
Angels.
Okay. A catcher?
I'm struggling here. I've had a hard time. There was a time where I was getting really good at this.
I mean, you're the one who's supposed to be helping us here. Me and Billy have been struggling.
We all have our ups and downs.
You're usually good.
We all have hot streaks.
Arcan's constantly texting me these over and over and over again.
Is it, you said the Angels?
The Angels.
That's what he
and
said.
I just did see
Jose Molina?
Oh!
He got it!
Oh, nice.
I remember there was a Molina on the Yankees. That got me thinking about it and those other teams. I don't remember
didn't
him
they
on
have
the Rays.
All the Molinas?
Yeah, oh no, at some point I think they had all the
Molinas. I don't remember him on the Rays. I don't remember Molina on the Rays, but
he was 39 years old when he played for the Rays.
So. Oh, well, okay. That could be it then.
Very.
The Molina family. What a family.
Oh, yeah, not very fast.
No.
It's a slow family. They're not quick around the bases, you know? But, yeah, no, what a family. How many, all three make the bigs?
Yeah.
Three or four?
Three at least.
Jose,
know, right?
Yeah. Benji.
And Yadier.
Yadier.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore and Molinas. I think we just hit it is what we did. All right, that's the random ball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag, Arcan, one for one all time, plus some great new grab bag submissions. He announced the Dong Report earlier today. Strong, strong showing from Christian Arcan here on a Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.